is going to assist those problem areas. I invite you to go over to the, if you're still on the Facebook, which I'm getting off this weekend, by the way, fair warning, go over to MeWe, find me on MeWe, follow me on MeWe. Facebook's going away, blowing up this weekend. Twitter will stick around for a little while longer, although I'm really not engaging there either. But Facebook going away. I'm tired of these people data mining me. I'm tired of these people coming after me in an undercover way and get my info. I don't like it. I don't want it, and I'm done. That said, go to Facebook, the Talk 99.5 Facebook page, and you can see the video this morning. And Bird made an appearance in the video, and we talked about his jogging pants.
It's Adidas. The Adidas were hot last year.
Well, look, I get it. I understand these Adidas jogging pants are all the rage. They're not really. They look like they would flap in the wind. They're so baggy, it looks like you would have some. You would catch sail and it would hold you back, or it would like limit your ability to do jogging. What's up with that? Why are they so big, John? Have you lost that much weight already?
No, I wish, but they're comfortable, and my daughter got them for me, so she was trying to figure out what size I was, and
mm-hmm.
for some reason, God bless her, she thought I was 2X.
Oh well, she thought that maybe she thought this. Expansion, if you will, would continue, and you've decided nay.
Uh-uh.
That's right, stop mm-hmm. with the weight and the thing and the stuff and the 6.5 pounds in 1 week, and you're still after it, right?
Yeah, I can't wait to see, and I know it'll slow down and all that, but
mm-hmm. I'm weighing Monday, so I'm excited about that. If you've not heard, we've got the Triple M and Valerie Challenge on Talk 99.5, Triple M standing for Murphy Morning Men. That would be John Bird, myself, David Sears. You're invited to join in. All you got to do is weigh yourself, give yourself 2 months, get after it, make it happen, and see how much weight you can lose. And if you can beat the chumps, you're the champ. John Bird, myself, David Sears, percentage weight loss. It's the Triple M and Valerie Challenge on Talk 99.5. We say it that way because Valerie's joining in, too, and she's not a dude. So it's the Triple M and Valerie. We named it before Valerie joined in. We had to slip her in there. Speaking of slipping her in there, we will get her at about 6:30 this morning, get some thoughts on some of the news actions that are coming up. I've asked Valerie to come in here. Also, I'm going to get Valerie to guess who she thinks, because she does not know who she thinks the co-host is going to be. Because we are announcing later on this morning, I might not be able to contain my emotion. Might not be able to hold my mouth closed until 9 o'clock.
A lot of people are going to be listening at 9 now.
I understand that. We'll re-up it. I don't know what to do, John. I want to tell the world right now.
It's going to be okay, Matt. You can hold it till 9. You're a professional. You can do this. Tell you what. At every break, I'll go in there and you can tell me, and I'll act excited and surprised every time.
I had to let John in on the secret. I need to tell you something, guys. I already know. I already know about the big news coming Monday, or at 9 o'clock, really, this morning. I already know, and I had to let John in on it because I needed some audio assistance.
Oh, man, what an announcement.
And so a big announcement happening, maybe earlier than 9 o'clock. I don't know. Listen all morning long, and you'll hear it right here on Talk 99.5. Should be a great way to start your morning every single morning. And frankly, friends, if we've learned anything over the last 3 weeks, is that you desperately need someone in here with me. Otherwise, things turn south in a hurry. 545-9950 is the telephone number. We'd love to hear from you on the Birmingham Broker phone lines. First up on the docket this morning, so you can't make these things up. After months and months and months of the media, particularly hashtag NeverCNN, what a garbage piece of you-know-what network. These are awful people doing awful things and hurting the United States of America. Do not watch this trash and don't support those that do. I watch it only so you don't have to. I sacrifice myself on that pier for you. I'm really like William Wallace. Freedom! While they snip, snip. You know what I mean. Rough scene. Rough scene for the fellas. This garbage network, after mercilessly going after Trump for no reason on the mask deal. Because if anyone is protected, it would be the president of the United States, despite the fact that the president of the United States eventually got coronavirus. And oh well. But they went after him so much so that you would turn over to this trash network, and you would see on the crawl there, you know, Donald Trump makes announcement, and in parentheses, maskless. And what a jerk. And so Joe Biden was going to change all that. Joe Biden was going to change the narrative. Joe Biden was going to, by leadership alone, convince the American people, you in Alabama, all of you out there in the hinterland. If you're in Columbiana or if you're in Tuscaloosa, you're in Trussville or Anniston, just south of Concord or Cullman, over there in Shelby. All of you worried about the fire district down in the unincorporated areas of Shelby and all points in between. All of you who maybe you don't wear your mask every day into the convenience store or whatever. All of that's going to change because Joe Biden said so. And he's got the leadership skills to pay the bills. And he is going to convince you that mask wearing is the hip and right thing to do. And if you're not convinced, he's also going to do what he needs to do to pass a federal mandate. Remember when he said he was going to make every American wear a mask by mandate? And then someone whispered in his ear, you don't have the authority to do that. What? Huh? Corn Pop was a bad... No, I'm not Corn Pop. You don't have the ability to do that. You can't make everyone wear... Well, in that case... Everybody's got to wear it on federal property. They're already doing that, but okay, cool. So he passes a federal ordinance declaring that on federal property it shall be against the law not to wear a mask. On federal property, you got to wear a mask. On airplanes, you got to wear a mask. On, you know, bus rides, interstate bus rides, you got to wear a mask. You have to wear a mask on all of these. And federal employees, you got to wear a mask. Okay. Hours later... As God is my witness, I'm not making this up. After signing an executive order and saying, you know what? No, I don't. This is a part of a turnaround. We're going to get people to wear masks over the next 100 days. I implore you to wear a mask. I'm going to lead by example. And not 3 hours later, he appeared at the Lincoln Memorial. Federal property. With no mask on. And there's his family. And they don't have one on either. And see, it is like, oh, that's great. Oh, yeah, all right. Lead by example. They don't give the parentheses maskless. Joe Biden, you have to laugh to keep from crying. This is going to be the great... This... reality show about bumbling Grandpa Joe Mala. Grandpa Joe Mala is going to be the best reality show going because he shuffles into a room. You know, he's doing that old Tim Conway, Carol Burnett show walk. Just got to keep the stability, friends. And he gets over to his little table in the center of a room. And he sits down and he signs a few things. J-O-E-B. And then he's getting ready to leave and his people are, all right, that's it. Clear out. That's it. No, and a reporter asked him, well, Mr. President, what about... You say 1 million vaccinations a day in 100 days. Isn't that the same thing that's happening now? Man, when I said this, y'all said we couldn't do it. Come on, man. And then the handlers really got nervous and really started ramping up. They gotta go. The problem is they scream gotta go, and it takes Joe like a minute and a half to get out of the room. So, like, what, should we stand here while he, should we go? Because you're screaming at us to go, or should we wait respectfully while the president slowly shuffles out of the room? You know what we ought to do? We ought to send him tennis balls. We should send Joe, We should send President Grandpa Joe Bala tennis balls because you know he needs them when he's at the residence. You know, because those damn walkers can slide, man. You got to get the tennis balls on those, because it gives you enough traction, but then you don't really have to lift it. You know, you don't
push.
Yeah, you can just kind of push it. Oh yeah, we need to send them tennis balls. That's not a bad idea, actually. All right, 6-7. You want to do something to make you feel better? Send a canister of Wilson's to Grandpa Joe Mala. 17 after the hour, we're just getting started. It's a First Amendment Freestyle Friday. Let's have some fun with this thing today. I mean, you got to laugh to keep from crying. It is Friday after all. I'll tell you what, Wind Creek Hospitality will help you find that winning moment. They'll get you laughing. They'll get you going. 3 locations to serve you and all up to the Wind Creek standard. The original is in Atmore. Then there's Montgomery and Wetumpka. 2 great additions to the Wind Creek family. The Porch Band of Creek Indians presents your premier gaming establishment in the state of Alabama. Here's the bottom line, friends. You don't have to drive forever to get to gaming like you know and love it. It's right there at Wind Creek. Beautiful amenities, a great hotel, a fabulous spa, great restaurants, and the best gaming in Alabama. It's all there at Wind Creek. You can find, yes, your winning moment at Wind Creek Hospitality. Hey, Joe Biden's America in Portland, out there in the on the West Coast. I saw that last night. We'll share some of that with you this morning. Break down what Governor Meemaw, that would be Kay Ivey, I lovingly refer to her as Governor Meemaw, said yesterday regarding the coronavirus in Alabama and vaccinations upcoming. We got Jay St. Clair on the way, big announcement about the morning show. My goodness gracious, it might be raining, but friends, sunshine's ahead. It's Friday. Yep. Friday. 6:22. Happy that you've decided to join us. It's iTunes Roulette Day as well, so we're gearing up for that. That should be big fun. 545-9950, big fun. If you'd like to give us a telephone call, we'd love to hear from you. Yeah. So Joe Biden's America involves the leftists that are Antifa, the thugs and punks that represent Antifa, and maybe a little Black Lives Matter in there, I don't know. They, they went about the business of, rioting and breaking things and destroying personal property and destroying property of federal buildings because Joe Biden has the audacity to not immediately declare that, what, the United States of America is a socialist state and habeas corpus and who knows what the... He had the audacity to give a speech about unity. Not that he meant any of it, but they don't like that very much. All right, Derek's first up this morning. Derek, what is happening? Good morning. Thanks for calling.
Hey, good morning, Matt. I came across something curious over the last couple of days. Did you know that if you Google Antifa.com, it directs to the WhiteHouse.gov page?
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. That's been going on a long time. I think... when George W. Bush was president of the United States, if you Googled, absolute idiot, it went to his bio page on the White House website. So, yeah, I mean, little hackers can get in and reroute things like that. So, I wouldn't doubt it at all, no.
I just thought it was curious. And
it's funny. Been going on a long time, but, I mean, I'm not trying to pour cold water on it, but, it's not like they're in concert with one another.
Did you see some of the footage of the Antifa rioters trying to break the windows? I mean, it must have taken out some of them guys.
They're not
10 to 20 tries to break that glass.
They're not very good. Yeah, don't rely on these guys at the carnival when it, the strong man thing, the ding. Don't.
lay off the soy. You got to lay off the soy.
Oh, come on, man. Those kale chips I hear they've got a lot of protein in them. They'll get you going.
We need more testosterone in these men, darn it.
I like it. Let's see if they've... I'm going to go here and do this. Thanks, Derek, for the call. Let's see if it still routes over there. This has been, it was all funny. Antifa.com. Oh, yeah. Go straight to WhiteHouse.gov. That's funny. That's funny. There's Joe, head of Antifa. I wonder if someone from the right or the left did that. It works both ways, really. All right, Valerie Vitek has first news. We'll get more of your calls coming up. Get down, get down. 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 iTunes Roulette is in progress. Thank you so much for spending a few moments with us. You can guess whose song that is, John Byrd or myself. I am certain that somewhere out there, Jay St. Clair has his ears on, and he's going through various mathematical algorithms or whatnot. Friday, January 22, 2021. Okay, so we'll get back to calls in a moment. Right now, hey, Valerie, how are you? Nice newscast.
Good morning, Matt Murphy.
You John do a great Byrd. Job in the news.
Thank you so much.
You know, it's
a struggle, though. National news is a struggle.
Well, because it's all Biden?
Just, oh, my gosh.
Well,
and the verbiage is incredible, y'all. I can't, if I could really pull back the curtain and show it to you, you'd be like, oh, my gosh.
Right, because we, as our parent company has a national media relationship with ABC News, which is a hell of a lot better than CNN, but,
yes,
you know, they just look at things through a
totally different lenses.
A different lens.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, there's a lot of forgiveness with the current administration and very little forgiveness with the previous administration.
I mean, have you seen the press conferences and the softball questions and the ridiculousness of that and the way they went after Trump and how they just
If you were
it.
A tree, what kind of tree
right,
would you
that's
be?
What I mean, it's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
It is.
It's almost like, you know, forgive me for saying this. It's like, you know, feeble grandpa, be very careful, be very gentle what you present to feeble grandpa because, you know,
did you see
A,
the,
he might fall over, or B, he might explode.
Did you see the big executive order signing? He's in this big room. I was talking about this a minute ago, and I know you were getting the headlines together, right?
Mm.
He's in this big room.
Yes.
And he shuffles it. Remember Tim Conway and the Carol Burnett show?
Yes,
that's how he walks.
That's exactly what it is.
And he shuffles in there, and he sits down, and he signs.
Which, I tell you, the Tim Conway thing is funny. This isn't.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
I just got to laugh. No, well, I mean, I've got to laugh at it, don't you?
It's a lot of show. And then what I love is, like, when he's at some event, he'll try to, like, do a little jog across the stage. I'm like, oh, for the love. For the love. Just walk. It's okay. Just walk. You do not have to prove that you got some youth in you. Don't run. There's going to be a trip. There's going to be a fall. And then it's all over with. Then there's
ball.
The hip, and then there's the knee.
You're going to be in the hospital. He needs
for
one
a
of those
while.
Little buttons. He yeah. needs one of those little.
I'm falling in a kick.
Yeah, he needs one of those
Help
things.
Help me. I'm going to be here for a week, and no one's going to find me. I hate that ad. Can I just tell you, I hate that ad? That is horrible. That is terrible.
Well, the ad started like 15 years ago, okay? But
I know.
You're talking about the black and white where she's like off camera.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Oh, yeah, it's awful.
You are preying on elderly people thinking that they are going to never be found and die in that spot.
Well, hold on a second.
It drives me nuts.
All right,
not dying there.
Squirrel! Okay, hold on.
Which, by the way, Squirrel Day was yesterday.
The thing, I know, we talked about it. It was also National Hug Day. I didn't get mine from you.
Well, we can't. We're not supposed to do that.
We've already had the Rona. Who cares?
Well, we're so distant. It would take me, I have to run a mile to get to you.
So, all right, here's the deal. On the, what is it? I forget. I don't even know what it's called. I forgot what it's called. It's the button. The original, like,
yes,
call the ambulance and it hangs around your neck or whatever. And that's what you're talking about.
Yes.
Now, I agree with you that the ad campaign's gotten a little darker.
It's very dark. It's very dark, and I say shame on you.
But why shame on you? It works.
There are so many other things that you could have in your. Just put your phone in your pocket. Just put your phone in your pocket.
Grandma don't know how to use a phone. She broke a hip.
The phone's in her pocket.
It's just a button.
Oh,
this is a one button.
You have this right here. You got your electronic devices in your hand.
I mean, my grandpa didn't know how to use a phone.
I'm going over to Grandma or Grandpa's today and show them. I will give them a phone. I will show them how to use it.
I'm not praying on you. I mean, I don't know how much it is, and I don't know if it's, you know,
probably
overly
more
costly.
Than the cell phone a year. You
I don't
bet
know.
Me? I'll bet you money.
I'll bet you money.
Well, let's look it up.
All right, it's a bet. Okay. We're betting money.
It's a bet.
We're betting money.
Well, we got to talk about what kind of phone are you using and what's your service, and then we can make the bet.
I can't. But there's Valerie wants Grandpa on the ground, hip broken, and he's trying to. And I don't have my glasses to see the phone.
That's bad. You can go Siri.
It is a bad
Siri.
Campaign.
Call the number. I almost said it, and she probably would have dialed it. You can say to Siri, dial the number. You can get an Apple Watch and say it on your watch, and you can get help in a half a second. You don't. Oh my gosh!
I don't think these things are for you. They're for.
I'm thinking about. About my grandparents and my parents.
I know.
You can't make them feel that way. I'm going to take care of them.
Well, leave
them on the floor. No one's going to get to them.
The product isn't making you fall down. It's not like...
Sure feels like it. They're pushing me over.
It doesn't come with a complimentary, you know, batch of grease to spread all over the floor. So
that's what they make it. That ad is as bad as the ones with the dogs. Adopt the dogs, they're going to die.
Oh, no, I can't.
Those are two of the worst ads ever. I know what y'all are doing, and it's not going to work on me.
I can't handle the dog.
No. I can't handle either of those.
I love dogs more than I love
people. Do not prey on, you know, poor dogs and elderly people. That just,
Well, I don't think
that's insensitive.
I think their heart's in the right place.
I do not. It is mean-spirited.
I mean, what's the alternative? You either got a thing around your neck to press.
You don't need the thing around your neck. You need me. Mama's coming to my house. Once you get to that point, you got to wear that thing around your neck.
Not everybody's got you. That's the thing.
You're coming to my house.
That's
I'm going to take
not
care of you.
Not everybody's got you. There's a lot of folks that live by themselves, and if they fall and they can't get up, what do?
They use their cell phone.
they use their teleporter. To teleport themselves to the
emergency. They use their Apple Watch. Just you keep that on 24/7.
I'm just picturing.
Grandma, Mama. Leave that on your wrist. Right, I will come immediately.
Right, I think I can win this argument. Hold on, ready? I think I win this argument. Ready? Ready?
Oh no,
Valerie. Just serious question. You think Joe Biden can use an Apple Watch?
Ooh,
that's a
low blow.
Very good point, Matt.
That's a low blow. Shuffle.
That's shuffling. And then we jaw. It's time to jaw. Can you hear Jill behind the curtain? Hey, you're going to go over to that microphone, but you need to do a little jog.
You have to laugh. I mean, it's just been a day and a half.
Has it really only been a day and a half?
He signed the executive order, right? Like, and we were talking about this a minute ago. He declares during the campaign, well, if I'm president, I'm mandating that everybody wear a mask. And then it's like somebody whispered to him, Joe, you don't have the authority to do that. And so he downshifted to, well, then if I'm president, I'm going to lead by example, and I'm going to sign an executive order. And he did, where if you're on federal property, you got to wear a mask. If you're on federal property, you better have that mask on, buddy boy. And I'm talking to you, federal employees, and I'm talking to all of you out there. Wear a mask on the plane and on the boat and on the... And then like 3 hours later, he's at the Lincoln Memorial, which, newsflash.
Yes.
Federal property.
Yeah.
And he didn't have a mask on.
Biden didn't?
No.
He forgot. Because he forgets a lot.
Oh, no. I left my mask in the car. I'm going to have to...
Maybe he could borrow Bernie's mittens. And use that as a mask.
Grandpa.
How about that meme going around? I got that coming up in a few minutes.
That's pretty funny.
It is hysterical what people have done with those mittens.
Well, and the the funniest aspect of this is that I don't know if people are pretending. They're like, I don't get it. I don't get it. Why is this meme going around? Let me explain it to you. If you don't get it, it's because everyone... The pomp and circumstance of an inauguration. Everybody gets dressed up. Everybody's all formal.
Very
they got their
formal.
Hair slicked down and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And there's grumpy Bernie and he's got his mittens on and he doesn't have a hat on. Why does he have a hat on?
I don't know, because he's kind of, you know, he should have had
but he's
a hat.
All, and he doesn't look like, he looks like he's going out for eggs and bacon.
Yeah, he looks like he's pouting and his arms are crossed. And then you got those gloves that don't go with anything, really. Well, they kind of did, but... They're out of sorts with the formalness of the day.
Right.
Everybody with their black gloves or their matching white gloves with their white outfit or whatever, or the purple, whatever you got going on. And there's Bernie with a pair of mittens that look like they're 50 years old.
Right. I've seen
no
Bernie.
I mean, you know, no offense. They're beautifully, you know, somebody had to knit those.
I'm sure
I'm
they're
not
very
making
lovely.
Fun of that. I'm just saying, you know, in that arena, that look.
Who the hell wears mittens? What grown man wears mittens?
I mean, Bernie Sanders.
I mean, if you're, I mean, I guess maybe if you're snow skiing, do you wear mittens if
no,
you're snow skiing?
No, you still wear regular gloves with fingers in them. No one wears mittens.
Who wears mittens? What do you wear?
Kids do. Little kids can wear, you know, the glove where four fingers are in
right,
that
right.
kind of
those
mitten
were
glove.
Mittens, right? The,
yes.
That Bernie had on?
Yes, I
yeah,
think that was considered a mitten.
All right, so my favorite, a couple of memes, if you've not seen them, go online. You'll find them everywhere. The one of him, there's one with, where he's sitting on the moon and they put a astronaut helmet on him, but it's the same outfit.
The one, there's another one too. The guy that carries Nancy Pelosi's podium out of the Capitol. Okay, come on now. I know we're adding some stuff,
right.
But he's carrying Bernie in his mittens.
That was
put up yesterday. That was.
There was one of Najee Harris. You know when he
yes.
leapfrogged the guy, he's
yeah.
leapfrogging Bernie. Oh, Bert.
Come on. You know, we have to laugh, not to cry.
All right, Valerie. So yes. You'll be the first to guess. There will be a lot of guesses between now and 9 o'clock. So,
what are we guessing?
Yeah, all right. So, you know, the morning show's changing.
Yes, I heard something
you're
about that.
Aware of that. Mm-hmm. And you're a part of that as the news director of Talk 99.5. Mm-hmm. You're over in the newsroom. So it's on a need-to-know basis, though. And thus far, we have determined that you,
yes,
Valerie,
yes,
don't need to know.
I don't. Not yet?
Not yet.
Okay. When are you going to let the cat out of the bag?
Around 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Maybe a little earlier.
All right.
So, what do you think? I mean, one, we've clearly established that I can't do this on my own.
Well, you can. I mean, it's possible.
Right.
You do a great job.
Well, thank
4
you.
Hours is a long time.
It is.
And it's nice to have.
I get too grumpy.
Do you?
I need someone to remind me that everything
that
will be
it's,
okay.
Yeah, you're not doing brain surgery.
Anna used to do that for me, and I need
Did
somebody
she?
Else to
okay.
do that.
Okay. Well, yeah, I think that's not a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Guesses.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be Bernie Sanders, I'll tell you that. But if if it were Bernie Sanders, I would require mittens.
What about you and Nancy Pelosi?
Nancy Pelosi?
You and Nancy.
Oh, I'd love.
Ooh, that would be a fight every day.
Doesn't Nancy Pelosi look like, despite her best efforts and all of the money and all of the $28 ice cream in the world, that she just smells old? Doesn't she look like she smells? You know what I'm talking about.
I don't know
about.
How she smells. I don't want to
look,
know how
I mean,
she smells.
Look,
I can't think about that.
But I'm just saying that some people have that and some people don't. Nancy Pelosi has that.
I would like her refrigerator and all of her ice cream. Those refrigerators, you know how much those refrigerators are? And she's got
weren't
two
those
of
double,
them.
Weren't those double Sub-Zeros?
Yeah, they're like, you know, commercial grade.
I think
they're
low
like $10,000 a piece or something.
Oh, I think they're more. I think low-end Sub-Zero, 16 grand.
That's ridiculous.
16 grand.
Two of them. Two, not one.
For
two.
A fridge.
Yeah. I mean, Nancy's, you know.
I couldn't get 16 grand for John Byrd.
How many people are living in that house that you need two refrigerators? Is the whole family living there, like grandkids and kids?
I don't think so. You
extended
get
family?
A lot of ice cream.
Uncle John eating all your ice cream, too?
Ice cream.
I just don't understand that.
All right. So,
golly.
Nancy Pelosi. That's.
I'm going with Nance. You and, ooh, that would be fight. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That would, yeah. No,
someone
never.
Suggested Kellyanne Conway. That'd be a good one.
Now, that's a good idea.
I like Kellyanne.
I like Kellyanne.
Gary Palmer's got a. Gary Palmer's friends with Kellyanne Conway.
What about you and Mo Brooks?
Mo would be good with a little bit of agreement, a lot of agreement, a little bit of disagreement, a lot of fighting. We'll
Let's
be
see.
Friends afterwards. Mm-hmm. Mo Brooks.
Paul DeMarco.
I hear, what's Paul got going on? He can come in anytime. I like Paul.
Yeah.
I went to Paul. Look, the last time I saw Paul at the club.
No, the last time I saw Paul was just in a studio, you and him.
Here.
I was like, can I just squeeze underneath the table here and get out?
David Carrington, former
There's
Jefferson,
another good one.
He would be good. David would be tip top.
Excellent, yes.
David Carrington took a photograph at the club. I did not know he was taking the photograph because I said to him, oh, look. No, he said to me, actually. We were at some event. And he goes, oh, look, there's your buddy Paul DeMarco. And I said, oh, don't be that way, Gary. Don't be that way, David. And I said, I don't dislike Paul. Paul dislikes me.
Yeah, well, no, I think he's afraid of you.
And I said, I think I'll go say hey to him. And he goes, no, you won't. And I said, I will. I don't mind. I mean, and so I went over and I said, hey to Paul. I said, hey, Paul.
And how'd that go?
And not well.
He didn't, like, shake your hand or say hello?
He kind of looked at me.
Really?
And he said, hello. And I said, I just wanted to come over and say hey to you.
That's what I'm saying. He's afraid of you.
Let you know there's no hard feelings. And you know what he said?
There's hard feelings.
No, he said, okay. And I said, all right, well.
A man of many words.
Yeah, much like Donald Trump said the other day, have a nice life.
Right, bye.
Well, by the way, was that weird to anybody else that Donald Trump said, have a nice life?
Yeah.
I mean, I know what he meant, but it came out a little awkward. Like,
the other meme, let me tell you what the other meme that's going around is the letter that Trump left for Biden. Have you seen some of those?
Yeah, Joe, you know I won.
Yeah, that was the one I saw yesterday. I was like, that owns me.
It was generous. Yeah. Maybe he left him a couple of bucks.
Maybe.
Hey, Joe, here's for...
This is for your little life alert thing you're going to need around your neck.
All right,
when you trip and fall.
That's right. Oh, is that what it's called? Life alert? I was trying to remember the name. Thank you.
It just hit me. Life alert.
Valerie's anti-life alert. I'm pro-life alert. I think it's a good thing.
I think there are
Depending on how much it costs.
I think there's better options based on their ad.
Right. Valerie wants your 90-year-old grandma to have to do a calculus problem.
I don't want you to be sucked into that ad is what I don't want. Yeah, that makes me mad.
The latest ones are bad. You're right. Because if you've not seen them, they're black and white, and it's like going down a stairs, and you don't really see people.
I'm thinking about my loved ones, and I'm like, how dare you?
Bringing those emotions up. They want to play on your emotions.
Yeah, and it's horrible what they're doing. You shouldn't do that.
Anyways.
Yeah.
I forgot what I was talking
about. Happy Friday, man.
Yeah, happy Friday to you. Oh, no, I remember. Before you go.
Yes.
Because by the time the show's over, this will be big news. We got Jay St. Clair coming. We got the big announcement of the co-host. They're going to come up. They're going to be here.
Okay,
and
can't wait.
And then we got this. I have an idea. So I think what we should do in order to channel our emotions into something that will make us feel better.
Yes.
Recognizing the frailty that is the President of the United States, I think we should send him tennis balls.
To put on the...
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, I think the American people should send him tennis balls.
If he drinks Canada Dry Bold, apparently if you drink that, it will blow those off, the tennis balls off. Have you seen that ad?
I have not.
Oh, my gosh.
But
yeah, that's a good idea. I've got a couple cases of tennis balls at the house. I'll loan you, and we'll mail them to him.
There you go.
I like that idea.
Just, sign them for him.
Yes.
Here's to you, Joe. Wouldn't want you to slip and fall. Wow. 47 after the hour, this is Valerie. She's going back to gather headlines in the newsroom. Sarah Killian coming up in just a moment. Henry and Bo, you too, as we continue on a Friday edition. Dark 99.5, brought to you by Hemp Hill Services. I love these guys. They are my go-to plumbers, and I want them to be your go-to plumbers. I had a leak, and now I don't. Why? Hemp Hill Services. Since 1954, they've been servicing the Birmingham and surrounding areas, and they want to help you. So if you have a problem with your plumbing, if your commode leaks, if your commode doesn't run properly, if maybe it gets stopped up a lot and it's not doing what it's supposed to do, they've got all the tricks of the trade at Hemp Hill Services. Their plumbing division is awaiting your call. 229-2090, 229-2090 for my friends at Hemp Hill. Speaking of friends, here's Sarah Killian, WVTM 13, joining us 52 minutes after the hour. Hey, Sarah, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Matt.
How are you?
Oh, doing just good. Fine on this dreary Friday morning.
Bad. But we've got good news. That we got more vaccinations coming out per the governor and per Scott Harris. Yesterday, they detailed some of the rollout, mask mandate being extended for a little while longer. But I guess teachers are going to be getting vaccinated?
Well, here's the deal. A lot of teachers still waiting. A lot of teachers still several weeks out before they're going to be able to get the vaccine. But we have some teachers in Marion County that were already able to get this vaccine early. Marion County Schools, Winfield City Schools, they offered this to their employees early. And in Marion County, they had 160 employees. This is teachers, secretaries, janitors, lunchroom workers. 160 took advantage of that opportunity. And it was all possible. I was really curious. I reached out to them. How were these guys able to get it early when so many teachers in the state are still waiting? And what happened was these local hospitals there in Marion County, they had leftover doses. They vaccinated everyone in phase 1A. So they came up with a plan to go ahead and start offering this to their teachers. And Marion County had 160 employees take advantage of this.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, I imagine that teachers all across the state are anxious to receive the vaccine as well. So it's wonderful that the folks of Marion County, the teachers in Marion County, were able to do that. And I know a lot of teachers listening going, okay, when's our turn? When's our turn, Sarah?
Well, I think we're still a few weeks out from that. But Marion County said they just felt very blessed and grateful that they had this opportunity so early.
Well, and, you know, obviously we're trying to get the vaccinations to the people that need it most, first responders and whatnot. And I would think the teachers all across the state ought to be one of the next in line to get it, considering they're you know, touching the lives of our students. And we want to get kids back in class as well. And that's a crucial part of getting the young people back in class, is making sure the teachers are protected.
Absolutely. They are in the next phase. So hang in there, teachers.
Sarah, you hang in there as well. Stay dry and have a great weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday. Sarah, new co-host Monday. New co-host.
Listen, I'm setting my alarm. I hear it's going to be announced at 9.
9 o'clock.
I'm setting an alarm to tune in.
Please do. Please do. It's very exciting. Sarah, it might be you. You never know. You have to tune in at 9 to find out.
All right. I'm excited.
All right. See you. There's Sarah Killian, WVTM 13, joining us for a few moments. Henry has been holding. Hey, Henry, hang in there, buddy. You too, Bo. I don't want to rush you. You've held for long enough that you ought to have a platform here, and that's what we're here for on Talk 99.5. Matt Murphy joining you for another 3 hours or so. Jay St. Clair will be along momentarily as well. Your calls coming up, 545-9950. The shameful actions of the U.S. Capitol Police, on whose direction? Sending the National Guard to a parking deck until such time as the media got a hold of it, and, oh, you can come back into the Capitol now. Yeah, they were done with their photo op, I guess. More on that coming up as we continue. Stand by.